Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
It is 8 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, a new twist in that Vallejo kidnapping hoax. The kidnappers have come forward anonymously, and they're demanding an apology from, of all places, the Vallejo Police Department. KGO 810's Kim McAllister explains.
The lawyer for Denise Huskins, whom police think helped orchestrate her own abduction for ransom, says she did no such thing. He says a series of emails sent to the San Francisco Chronicle and the woman's boyfriend show that the kidnappers are real and are still on the loose. The emails detail the kidnapping, including information about laser water guns that were used. The writer says the group of three is like an Ocean's 11 group of gentlemen criminals looking for their big score, but felt bad about the kidnapping and released Huskins. The latest message also indicates frustration with the Vallejo Police Department calling the kidnapping a hoax and demands an apology.
Vallejo PD not commenting, so it's not known if an apology was issued by today's noon deadline. In Switzerland, nuclear talks with Iran are going to continue past the midnight deadline. This is White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
It also doesn't make sense if we are getting serious engagement from the other side to just abruptly end the talks based on this deadline.
There is at least one strong sign an agreement is near. Russia's foreign minister has flown back to Switzerland to take part in the final leg of these talks. He'd previously said he wasn't coming back until there was a realistic chance of a deal. Well, it looks like Arkansas could be the next state to pass a controversial religious freedom law. The state legislature today passed a bill, the opponents argue, leaves the door open to discriminate against the LGBT community. But State Representative Bart Hester says that's just not true.
This bill is not about discrimination. This bill is about First Amendment, a person's individual right to believe. And your rights stop where someone else's rights start. I mean, that's the basis of what America is.
Walmart CEO Doug McMillian is asking Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson to veto the bill. Well, one of the heirs of the billion-dollar J. Paul Getty fortune was found dead today in Los Angeles.
The cause of Andrew Getty's death was not immediately known, but reports indicate his body was discovered at his home in the Hollywood Hills section of Los Angeles. Celebrity news website TMZ reported that Getty, an heir to his grandfather's fortune, was found in a bathroom under suspicious circumstances and that a former girlfriend was being detained as a potential witness or suspect. A Los Angeles Police Department spokeswoman would only say that detectives were conducting a death investigation in that L.A. neighborhood.
That is correspondent Mark Chase. Google is unveiling its cheapest Chromebook yet. The company today introducing two versions of the laptop priced at $149. The move is an effort to undercut Microsoft's Windows franchise. Those cheaper Chromebooks come out as Microsoft rolls out a lower-priced tablet in its own effort to expand its share of that market.
Microsoft's just unveiled the latest version of their Surface 3 tablet. TheVerge.com says the $499 tablet may have cracked the code this time. It has an Intel Atom chip instead of an ARM processor. It'll run full Windows 8.1 and apps like the Surface Pro or a laptop. WhatsApp has been updated for Android. You can now make and receive voice calls. An iOS version will be out in a few weeks.
That is KGO 810's Clark Reed. April is Distracted Driving Month, but as KGO 810's Katie Lever reports, the message is anything but pedestrian.
When you're not paying attention, you can close 100 yards, the length of a football field, in less than 5 seconds at 55 miles an hour.
San Francisco Police Chief Greg Suhr says over 3,000 people die a year by drivers who aren't paying attention. Many more are injured. Texting is the biggest culprit, but there are other things people do while driving.
It's applying makeup, eating food, drinking. It's looking at the great view from the bridge of this city. It's playing with the radio.
That's CHP Commander Christopher Sherry. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:04.
Cards for Kids, KARS Cards for Kids, 1-877 donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids, KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
8:05 on KGO. Time again for traffic on the fives, and for that we head to Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. Eastbound 80 in Fairfield at Manuel Campos Parkway, I've got good news. They have cleared the road completely of all that debris, and now you have no delays whatsoever. You still have some jam-ups on the Carquinez Bridge, though, on 80 eastbound, and apparently it's due to high winds. Mainly, the jam-ups start just as you pass midspan, and it's going to keep you that way almost up to the off-ramp to 29. Corte Madera, northbound 101 at Sir Francis Drake. There's a multi-vehicle accident there that's on the right shoulder. No delays from that, just something to be aware of as you're coming through and to give room for the authorities taking care of that. Cupertino, south or northbound 280. I've got conflicting reports on that one. At Foothill Boulevard, there's a broken-down vehicle in the left lane. This winter, plan your escape from Oakland International on nonstops to Hawaii and Europe. For a limited time, park free for up to 5 days when you fly nonstop to Hawaii and Europe. For enrollment details, click over to oaklandairport.com/parkfree. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, if your allergies hated today, they won't be any happier on Wednesday. Breezy to windy conditions, temperatures in the upper 50s to low 70s. From there, though, it does get warmer. But KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel is absolutely giddy over the prospect of some April showers.
Sunny streak continues Thursday and Friday. The biggest difference is it's going to be a little bit milder. Sunday, a cold front comes through, which is on Easter, and we do have a chance of showers here in the Bay Area. On Tuesday of next week, there's another opportunity for seeing showers with a different system. It's a slight chance.
Now, Sandhya is calling for rain on Easter Sunday. Mike Nico says it's going to be dry, so we're going to go with a 50-50 chance. Right now it is 63 degrees in Napa, 62 Concord, 57 in San Jose. We've got 60 in Oakland. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell him to put on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
It's time for the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Tomorrow, April Fool's Day. Coming up, we'll tell you how not to cause a breakup in your life or lose your job. Yeah.
Can we just put an end to the madness?
I think so. Hey, you know what? I think radio people have stopped a long time ago for the most part.
Yeah.
Everything that can be done has been done.
Oh, I love that you say that. Very astute. For sure.
Yes.
You know, and there's always, like, what P.T. Barnum said, a sucker born every minute. But, you know, it's just not that funny. I love John Oliver's take on it. He's like, I set you up, and I betrayed your trust in me. And it's like, yeah, it's just total betrayal. Don't do it.
Love all that. yes. What a great segue into betrayal. And, of course, Justin Bieber last night was roasted. Yes, it was a weenie roast. Jeff Ross tore right into Justin Bieber.
What's your rap name? Feminem? Selena Gomez wanted to be here, but she's dating men now. Is it true you dumped her because she grew a mustache before you? Now there were rumors going around you might have been dating Kendall Jenner. Hi, Kendall. How you doing, doll? What dating site did you two meet on? Okay, Stupid? Anyway, Biebs, you have such a huge career behind you. But lately, a lot of people have been pointing their fingers at you. And those are just lesbians showing the barber how they want their hair cut.
Oh, that's awesome. That's hilarious. Sorry,
I love it. Yeah, more of that on the way, including the Biebs when it's his turn. He does have fun. Hey,
really?
Yeah, I want to talk about something that's going on here, and I don't think anybody will be that surprised that it is happening. Finally, some kickback and blowback on these for-profit alleged colleges that you see all day long. People sitting at home watching Mari, you know. maybe I should call one of these places, man. Maybe you shouldn't.
And get this couch out of my ass.
Maybe you shouldn't. And I'm not saying that's the way it is with everybody. But, you know, everybody's trying to get an advantage on, and not everybody can afford a four-year college or, you know, your atypical or your Stanford, whatever the case may be. So they see these things and they think it might be a good idea. So Sarah is one of these debt strikers. She's refusing to make payments of more than $100,000. $100,000 in federal and private loans. She says she owes for studies at a particular for-profit college that she now considers so worthless, she does not even put it on her resume. This is what's scary.
How did it get to be $100,000?
Because they're taking advantage of people.
Wait, what does it cost to go to, say, I don't know, UC Berkeley?
You know what?
That's crazy.
I mean, Education Department spokeswoman Denise Horn is looking into this, and they are looking at Corinthian students in particular, and they're meeting with officials with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, an independent government agency that already has asked the courts to grant relief to Corinthian students who collectively have taken out more than $500 million in private student loans. $500 million. Have you fallen for any of these schools, you know, these for-profit schools, and figured out that it's not what you signed up for? 808-0810. Are you an employer who has seen resumes with these schools and you just toss them aside because these poor people, they didn't realize what they were signing up for? And so this goes. They want to help these students in urging them to make payments to avoid default. The department has income-based repayment options.
That's
because
crazy.
They're really worried about people and their credit. Yeah,
so
go ahead.
I did quickly look it up, and the estimate of a year, 2015 to 2016, at Cal Berkeley, the most expensive way you could do it, which would be living in a campus residence hall with tuition fees, everything, and the housing, comes to $33,000. So how you get $100,000 from a...
Okay, because you might not qualify to get into that school. This is a 1-800 number. I'm not sure about this particular...
I know, so it's less worthy. It should cost less.
This for-profit property that we're talking about. I'm just saying, a lot of these places are 1-800, you know, go to school now. Get a degree here. The former students argued that the department should have done a better job regulating these for-profit schools and informing students that they were under investigation. I would like to see them answer for why they allowed these schools to continue to take federal loans out when they were under investigation for fraudulent activity for what they were doing, says this one woman. She received an associate's degree in paralegal studies from Everest College in Ontario, California, and later went back for a bachelor's in criminal justice before later dropping out. She said she left school with about $80,000 in loans, federal loans, and $30,000 in private loans. But when she went to apply for jobs at law firms, she was told her studies didn't count for anything.
Good
now
Lord.
She works in collections for a property management company, and you know, said she was allowed to first defer her loan payments. Now she's paying about $1,500 a month so that she can afford it. And then this goes on. There's another person in Santa Cruz, California. She left an 8-month program to become a medical assistant at Everest College in San Jose after 6 months because she couldn't afford the monthly fee. She said she owes about $31,000 and went into default in November because she hasn't started repayment. She said, I just turned 22. I have all this debt. I have nothing to show for it. She's a server in an Italian restaurant. And so, here's the biggest problem for these people. It's a dicey move because students who default can lose their paychecks, tax refunds, even a portion of their Social Security. Not paying back debt can also ruin someone's credit, making it difficult to buy a house or a car or get a job, period. And all because they thought they were trying to better themselves, and this is what they ended up with. I mean, I just feel awful for these people, and it's just, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, obviously they were thinking, this is the best thing that I need to do to better my life. Look, we've all seen the commercials. They run all damn day, you know, and you think to yourself, wonder if I could get an online degree. I don't know that these schools that they're talking about, I don't know exactly how they work, so I can't speak for them, but I'm just telling you off the top of my head what I see on the television. And I've scratched my head before and I'm thinking, wow, you know, wonder how efficient that is. And I've also wondered out loud, gee, do these really count? I mean, can I go get a gig with one of these degrees if I go to one of these for-profit schools? 808-0810. Can I? Should I? Good idea? Bad idea? And by the way, I stand by these consumers, by these students. How the hell are they going to come up with $100,000 to pay off these fees? So it's almost as if they should be forgiven, I think. And you know what? We have some ideas on how you can get four ways to get your student loans forgiven. We'll talk about that coming up next.
I'll pay you when I make enough money from a good job that I'm supposed to get from my education. That's what I would say.
Let me see here.
We've got Deb in Santa Cruz on the line.
Hi, Deb in Santa Cruz. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Hi. You know, this is just exactly my situation. I went to school at a community college, got my 2-year college degree. I went to private college, got my undergrad, then went to graduate school. And when I finished graduate school, I was separated and got divorced and put my loans into forbearance and went back to work full time. They've been in forbearance for 4 years, and I just had to start repaying them last month. And they went from $54,000 the last time I looked at them to $91,000.
Oh my God! You've got to be kidding me! And you know what? Tell me what
91.
Yeah, that will take you a lifetime. Let me ask you this: what is the interest rate that you're paying? Because I don't know specifically about the colleges we've discussed, these for-profits, but I was perusing the internet and I was seeing numbers like 6.38% and higher. I was thinking, you know what? You can get a house loan cheaper than that.
But, you know, it wasn't that I went to some rinky-dink college. I went to, you know, a reputable university. I got my graduate degree from a different university. I worked part-time and needed to, you know, put in intern hours, and I still am short, you know, halfway through my intern hours, and I'm between the place where I have to either work full-time and pay the bills or work part-time and make that choice of finishing my hours so I can get licensed. And it's crazy that, I don't even know what the interest rate is, but it's crazy that these are loans that you can't stop the interest from accumulating.
Yeah, no, they should stop it from accruing for sure. Absolutely. And the federal government needs to step in. You need to talk to your local senator or congressperson, I think, for sure.
You know, I think it's an excellent idea. But, yeah. You know, the other thing was that, I lost my train of thought.
Well, are these, by the way, were these federal loans?
Yeah, they're federal, subsidized Stafford and non-Stafford loans, Department of Education loans. But like I said, the crazy thing is that you can't, I went through a foreclosure with my ex-husband and a bankruptcy, and you can't, you know, discharge student loans at all. But
I heard that.
I just cannot believe that you have to continue to have interest accruing to the point where it was $40,000 worth of interest.
Yeah, that's insane. That is insane. And they won't work. And they won't work with you.
Well, buy a house for that.
Right. I've got to run here, and I thank you very much for the call. And we'll talk about it. I wish you the best. God bless you. I
mean, sorry that's just, about that, Dad. That,
boy, that just sucks.
Ugh.
That's just flat out
sucks.
You gotta
have this wave.
Okay, I do have, let me see, this is from credit.com. We'll see how worthy this is.
I mean, we want people to go to school and get educations.
Right, and then you do this to them.
This will dissuade people from doing that.
Okay, I have an idea here. This is from credit.com. We'll see how worthy it is next. 4 ways to get your student loans forgiven. We'll see if this can help anybody out. Don't go away. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. 808-0810 if you've had the same experience or worse. Or as I said, for these for-profit institutions, what about them? I mean, do you see people coming in? Have you paid this ridiculous amount of money? Only to say, you know, HR person says, this doesn't mean anything. You can just take that and throw that out. Wow. 80-80-810 is the number to KGO-810.
Hey, it's Ron Owens. I know most of us don't like to dwell on the topic of aging, but have you given any thought to how you would handle the situation if you or a loved one needed personal care because of a loss of independence? One solution is long-term care insurance. Long-term care insurance can help pay for the costs of care, whether you're in your own home, an assisted living facility, or a nursing home. The folks at O'Donnell Financial Group are experts at not only helping you determine if long-term care insurance is right for you, they can also match the best plan to your specific needs. Call Greg O'Donnell today, 866-496-2300, or go online to O'DonnellFinancial.com. Planning for long-term care, well, that's part of O'Donnell Financial's holistic approach to your overall wealth management. Call Greg for a complimentary review today and see if long-term care insurance makes sense. O'Donnell Financial Group, 866-496-2300, or online, O'DonnellFinancial.com.
The rich are getting richer. How about you? Sitting on the sidelines will get you nowhere. So what's your next move? What if you could learn how to make real money when the market goes up or down, all while protecting your hard-earned capital? Over 230,000 people have experienced Online Trading Academy's unique trading education, and now you can too. Wait a minute. Before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free two-hour trading class so you can check this out. And if you call now, we'll include a video guide worth $247 just for attending. Think about it. What is your money doing for you in a CD or mutual fund? Call right now while seats are still available at 888-712-TRADE. That's 888-712-8723 or online at otaclass.com. This could really change everything. Call now, 888-712-TRADE, 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts. Don't miss this limited time offer. We're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. Call 800-393-6272. That's 800-393-6272.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
It's the late night, late show wrap up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Tomorrow, April Fool's Day, I'll be telling you and we'll explain to you on the other side of the news coming up here what not to be doing so that you don't ruin your life. Speaking of things that are ruining people's life, yes, as you heard us talking about, I mean, and, you know, the last lady, she's got 90,000, went from 50,000. She owed in student debt up to $90,000. My God, you know, even if you're a doctor and you're making, you know, six figures or double six figures, $200,000-$300,000, still a lot of money, man. It's a lot of money on top of a mortgage and car payments and everything else that have to pay in life.
Yeah, never get ahead.
Saving for the kids, saving for your 401k. Good luck with that. So I did find this, according to a report from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, more than a quarter of working Americans qualify for some sort of student loan forgiveness. Now, the president has been high on this for a long time. Not that kind of high, but has been trying to do something. But, you know, with the House and the Senate locked, with the Republicans running this, I don't think it's going to happen. It's a tough road. So, but nonetheless, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, more than a quarter of working Americans qualify, so they say, for some type of student loan forgiveness from the government. But almost no one applies for it. So listen up. Here are four ways you may be able to make your student loans go away. Loan forgiveness for healthcare workers. You might have to move to an area that, you know, doesn't have enough doctors or nurses. Yes, that would probably be somewhere USA that you wouldn't want to be because it's not here. I get that.
but it's just a few years.
But there are government programs that will pay off tens of thousands of dollars in student debt if you're willing to move, probably, well, as I said, where there aren't any doctors or nurses or healthcare workers. All right.
That's a great deal.
Yeah. So you have to figure out where that is. Okay. By the way, go to credit.com. I hope they're legit. Or you can go to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Okay. Also, number two, you can have a Perkins loan forgiven if you haven't paid it back within five. If you paid it back within 5 years, you have to fit certain criteria, but a lot of people do. Firefighters, soldiers, lawyers, and even people who have worked at Head Start can qualify. Again, that's Perkins, P-E-R-K-I-N-S. Look that up. Google it. Teacher loan forgiveness programs. These are kind of sort of working out a little bit. Teachers are trying. If you're a teacher who's willing to work at an underprivileged school, there are a few different government programs that will repay your loans for you. Again, you might have to move. All right. And then total and permanent disability discharge. Well, I think that's the obvious. Basically, if you've been on disability for more than 5 years and it's reasonable to assume you'll be on it for another 5 years, you might be able to get your student loans forgiven. And by the way, you should. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Looks like we're out of time because I ran late talking about it.
Hey, real quick, though.
Yes, go ahead.
I needed to tell you and the listeners, Joni Mitchell is in the hospital.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, this just came in, what, I don't know. Oh, an hour ago now. I thought it was 30 minutes ago. But Tuesday night, Joni Mitchell hospitalized after a 911 call placed to her Los Angeles home. TMZ says the 71-year-old was taken into intensive care after a call for an unconscious female was made, but she reportedly was alert, in quotes, on the way to the hospital. A rep for Mitchell and a spokesperson for the Los Angeles County Fire Department did not immediately respond to TMZ's request for comment. So there you go. We'll keep you posted, but Joni Mitchell in the hospital.
And let's hope she's doing well. And coming up, we'll talk about remember the music for Cats?
No,
I'm not going to play it. There's music now that cats freak out to.
Oh, good. Play that.
You're just horrible.
Okay.
You're just awful.
Between now and then, go get your cat and bring it into the room and make sure the speaker's really
pet
close.
Pet your kitty. All right. That's on the way, along with things that you should not be doing on April Fool's Day tomorrow. You're listening to the Drex Radio Program on KGO 810.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, guys. Will Durst here. You know, the other day I hit a pothole that was bigger than a hot tub. It did almost $700 damage to my car. So I called the story into my local newspaper, and they just laughed. Get in line. It's a sad state of affairs when we let our roads get this bad. Pretty soon you're going to need an all-terrain vehicle to commute to work. Governor Brown estimates that our state has a $59 billion backlog just for the upkeep of our roads and bridges. Part of the problem is that the gas tax alone isn't enough to do the job anymore. Cars use less gas, and electric cars don't pay any tax. And that $700 repair bill, that's over three times as much as the average driver pays in state gas taxes each year. The governor's called on Republicans and Democrats to help him come up with a solution.
We got to find a way to fund our crumbling highways, or we're all going to be in for a rough ride.
To find out more, please visit RebuildCA.org. Sponsored by the California Alliance for Jobs.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Clean away dirt and grime and bring out your vehicle shine with super savings on O'Reilly Car Wash. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a gallon bottle of O'Reilly Car Wash for $3.99. Clean, shine, and protect your vehicle with O'Reilly Car Wash on sale for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You bought state-of-the-art equipment for your little leaguer, and you're wearing your indoor eyeglasses in the glare of the sun to watch him play?
Was that Ben?
Next time, experience Xperio UV, superior polarized sunglasses, and experience the difference.
Attaboy, Ben!
They eliminate 100% of blinding reflective glare and offer ESPF 50+, the maximum UV protection available. Ask your eye care professional about Xperio UV, superior polarized sunglasses, in your prescription.
How'd I do, Dad?
For the best vision under the sun.
Sleep is very important to me, and when I sink into my mattress, I just melt.
Mancini Sleep World wants you to enjoy huge savings and a great night's sleep. This is Randy Mancini inviting you to our tax-free mattress sale.
I've had a lot of back problems, and I had the best sleep I've ever had in my whole life.
At Mancini's, we offer the largest selection of top-brand mattresses at the lowest possible price.
Crawling into it is like heaven.
Hurry in for this limited offer. Visit sleepworld.com.
I wouldn't go anywhere else but Mancini Sleep World.
8:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the bottom of the hour.
Screams, oh my God, in several different languages were heard.
Cell phone video of the final horrifying minutes of that German plane crash. Both a German and French newspaper are reporting a cell phone has been found at the site where Germanwings Flight 9525 crashed in the French Alps.
About 35 minutes after takeoff, as the plane rapidly descends, the captain bangs the cockpit door, desperately trying to get in. The video captures metallic banging more than three times. Alarms were triggered in the cockpit. Screams, oh my God, in several different languages were heard. The scene was so chaotic, it was hard to identify people, but the sounds of the screaming passengers made it perfectly clear that they were aware of what was about to happen to them. 38 minutes after takeoff, the plane, now at 13,000 feet, the co-pilot is only heard breathing steadily. 2 minutes later, investigators believe they hear the plane's right wing scrape a mountain. That sound also captured on cell phone video. Then the cabin abruptly jerks. The screams intensify, then silence.
Aviation correspondent Michelle Marsh. In Oakland, the birthday of late labor leader Cesar Chavez served as the backdrop for a protest march. Hundreds of teachers, parents, and students are demanding better quality and stability in Oakland public schools, and the Board of Education was the target of their ire.
They marched past the lake and into downtown, protesting loudly against several key issues.
Teachers want to stay in Oakland.
That's Oakland Education Association President Trish Gorman. She says low pay for teachers is causing a skyrocketing turnover rate.
Teachers have to have an incentive to stay, and when they see that they can be hired in another district for $10,000 more, then they go.
Teacher salaries are the lowest in Alameda County. The district has offered the 10% pay raise over the next 3 years.
That's KGO 810's Tiana McLeese. In Washington, President Barack Obama today vetoing a Republican-backed piece of legislation that would have blocked a new streamlined plan for union elections under the National Labor Relations Board. At the White House today, the president said the legislation deserved to be vetoed.
Part of what we want to do is to make sure that we give workers the capacity to have their voices heard, to have some influence in the workplace, to make sure that they're partners in building up the U.S. economy and that growth is broad-based.
When it takes effect on April 14th, the new streamlined election process would allow certain documents to be filed electronically. It also generally delays legal challenges from employers, such as whether a worker is eligible to vote, until after those workers cast their ballots. Pac-Man meet Pack Heights. Today, Google Maps incorporated a feature that converts the maps of city streets into a working Pac-Man grid. Users can send Pac-Man chomping through their own neighborhoods. It does keep score and features the game's classic sound effects, too. Google didn't say how long the Pac-Man feature will be available. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:34.
Why settle for the off-the-shelf windows from the big box stores that you have to install yourself?
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows and Solar to give great customer service. 15 years later, and they've become California's number one window replacement company.
Off-the-shelf windows don't look much better than the ones you already have.
That's why Bill and I are so happy that American Vision is offering the Del Mar Collection by Anlin. It's our most beautiful window and is now available in 9 different colors. So call us and let American Vision install them for free.
Transform the look and feel of your home while getting unmatched customer service, free expert installation, and a lifetime warranty.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
American Vision Windows, celebrating their 15th anniversary, and there's no better time to get brand new, energy efficient, beautiful windows from the number one window replacement company in California. Call now for a free upgrade to the Del Mar package. Call 888-475-6464. That's 888-475-6464.
CSLB number 778-326.
8:35 on KGO. Time again for traffic on the fives, and for that, we head to Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-ENTRY. In Oakland, northbound 880 at 7th, you want to watch out for a large metal object. It might be a ladder, they're saying, in the third lane from the left. It's got traffic stop and go almost back to 980. San Leandro, northbound 880 before Hagenberger, a possible broken down vehicle there in the second lane from the left. Something to be aware of, they're switching things up on the Bay Bridge tonight as far as construction goes. Eastbound 80, they're going to close the three right lanes near the end of the bridge in Oakland between 10 o'clock tonight and 6 in the morning. And in Antioch, eastbound 4 before Lone Tree Way, got a tire reported to be in the road, but no lane details on that. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
And now to your Bay Area weather forecast. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Our gusty winds not helping our situation with the allergies. We do have gusty winds out there, and they're not going to ease up until Thursday at the soonest. So tomorrow we're going to keep it breezy to windy. Morning starts out a little on the gusty side as well. Low 40s to low 50s for your Wednesday. I would grab a jacket if I were you and bundle up the kids.
By the afternoon, you'll see upper 50s to low 70s. On Thursday, the winds die down and the temperature goes up. Warmer still on Friday, and depending on who you talk to, there's a 50-50 chance of rain on Easter Sunday. Right now around the Bay Area, mostly clear, 61 degrees in Santa Rosa, 59 in Walnut Creek, 65 in Fairfield, 53 Half Moon Bay. We've got 56 in San Jose. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Hola, John.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I want to talk to you about the promposals.
Isn't that hilarious?
yes, going on here in the Bay. I'm not an idiot, so I know what a promposal is, but I don't recall back in my day doing promposals. It was a simple yes or no, basically avoiding the whole damn thing because I hated it. But nonetheless, it seems like it's a big deal today, an expensive deal, right?
Well, I think that, yeah, it became a big deal because it's an expensive deal now. You know, the good folks at Visa, they know how we spend our money, and they sent out a survey and, gauged what kids were spending on these prom proposals. Our Katie Lever did a story today. Listen.
Hopefully it's a yes.
It better be at an average of $324 just for the elaborate proposal. That's what a nationwide survey by Visa found.
Here in the Bay Area, the average cost of a promposal is over $340 just to ask your date to the dance.
American teens spend an average $919 on prom, and dads outspend moms by 63%. A 17-year-old Milpitas High boy dressed in a Caesar-like toga was just suspended for riding a horse onto high school grounds to get that yes.
And you know what's funny is that there are pictures. There are pictures online. There's a guy. I'm looking at a picture right now. The guy has wrapped, I guess, the girl's car in that yellow and black crime scene tape.
Oh, great.
And he's outlined laying on the pavement. They've outlined him in chalk. He's holding flowers, laying as though he's dead. And he says, "I'm dying to go to prom with you."
And is that so getting him in trouble? Oh, and that's funny.
Yeah, no, that was cute.
I mean, you know.
And then there's the guy who gave the girl the fish bowl with the note in it. Of all the fish in the sea, will you go to the prom with me? Love, Ian.
Gag.
Yeah, but you know what? So this, so just the promposal itself. Costs,
so you know what it was like when Heather was in high school?
Yeah.
Hey, how did you ask a girl?
You're going to prom with me.
Yeah, Like, do you want to go to prom with us?
That's
you know,
it.
Like, that's how you asked.
And
what
was your answer?
Right?
Now,
yeah, no, it was me, Tarzan, you, Jane, go prom.
Or were you too goth for that?
It wasn't a goth thing. Nobody did that.
No.
It's so weird.
I don't
I'm
know
like,
if
where
you're
did
a goth
this,
or not.
Where did this curious. Come from? It's just bizarre.
Yeah. What did you like the prom? I mean, I was very anti.
A friend.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do we have the photos?
Oh, yeah. I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
No, it was a video, wasn't it, Heather?
Yeah.
You're on the VHS. Yes, on the VHS cassette.
Okay.
Where is
you
that?
You see this?
Uh-oh.
You see what I'm doing to
it's
you right now?
The flying middle
of
finger. Yeah, okay. Well, so then it's another $600 or $700 to go to the prom. I guess that's the limo and the dress and
dinner.
The tuxedo and the dinner.
Yeah.
And
weird.
Probably a hotel room. So you're not
what?
Driving
oh,
afterwards.
Now, wait a second. And who's paying for the keg?
Well, you got to chip in for that, don't you?
I think that's the way, as I recall.
Man, if I were my mom, I would not let me go to prom.
Well, of course your mother would not.
I'm surprised I was allowed to do anything now when I think about it.
This is so funny. I have to, you know what? This is on the same tip. So all week long, I come home and Sean Hannity is on Fox, right? And they've been doing this for the last week now, you know. And I've just been having so much fun because it's spring break time. So they're down there in Panama Beach, Florida.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, yeah. And they're having their spring break expose. And it's so funny because
they going to get to the bottom of this?
Yes, they're trying to, but you're going to love this. Apparently, it seems like they were kicked off the beach and not allowed to film anymore because they keep showing B-roll, which is the same video over and over every night.
Yeah.
Well, they have these geezers. And you know, on there just bitching and moaning about spring break.
Well, the gist of the story was that spring break has gotten worse.
That
kids don't care what they do on video. They don't care how it's going to affect them later in life.
Oh.
And the bigger concern for parents with daughters is these girls go down there, they get roofie, they get, you know, awful things happen to them. Yeah, parents, why would you let your kids go down there?
Yes, that's the point. So Panama Beach has become spring break central for a lot of the country.
It has been for
including
years.
Including Sean Hannity.
Right, right. I mean, you know.
No, the cute little blonde reporter they sent down there. He stayed in New York.
Yes, he did. But I love that you saw all of this, John Libertini, because, it was great. You did notice. You did pick up. They didn't have any new video. I mean, every night they do it, it's the same video.
You know what? What I saw was on the stationary bike at the gym, and they had the Ashley, whatever her name was, out on the beach interviewing kids. And the one thing that she said that I thought was really interesting was that every girl they talked to said, "Do you want us to take our tops off?"
Oh, yeah, my God.
And she said, or worse. And she said, no, aren't you concerned about that? They're like, no. Do you want us to take our tops off?
Yeah.
Because they were so desperate to get on television.
Right, right.
Wow.
Because nowadays it's no thing to be on television or social media. And then there was Cheese Whiz, down the crack.
Yeah,
this,
yeah.
That, and the other. Cheese Whiz here, ouch. There, and everywhere. Well, that's what spring break is kind of for. It's definitely not about the heroin or the mollies and all of that crap. But, nonetheless, I don't know. There was some kind of shooting, and I don't know where that story went. That happened a night or two ago. So,
man.
I was thinking, this is just feeding into the frenzy. I'm not sure.
Well,
if anybody
yeah,
hurt,
their
but...
job is always to scare the crap out of you. So I guess they're succeeding because even hearing you describe the broadcast is scaring me.
I know, but they're college students. You can't stop college students from going to spring break. They're not high school students. Now you can stop your high school
student. Hey, you know what? It doesn't matter if it's Panama City or Lake Havasu or Palm Springs.
Thank you.
Both of the Lake Havasu and Palm Springs have just gotten to be outrageous, and you get. Very much the same thing in those places as well.
Well, hasn't Lake Havasu ran out of water yet?
No, because okay. Lake Mead is nearby.
I see. And, okay, so that
largest
works.
Reservoir in America.
Okay, so that still works
well,
out.
Well, we hope you enjoy your spring break.
Yes.
So getting back to prom proposals.
Yeah, yes, please do. Yeah, so it's about $1,000.
That's a lot of money. And, and I thought it was interesting that the story notes that dads spend two-thirds as much money on this as moms do.
Yeah,
because they understand the expectations.
Well, okay.
Wouldn't you say?
So with the guy who came in as Caesar in the toga, from Milpitas, who the 17-year-old, and he got the girl, he got the date, where did they go?
I don't know, but Google signed him up for being so innovative.
I love it.
Signed him up for what?
It doesn't matter. He's got imagination.
He's got a job? Is that what we're saying?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh. It was a tongue-in-cheek remark.
Thank you very much.
You know how that goes.
I know. Thank you very much, John Libertini. Oh, we didn't get to the what's driving your cats crazy.
Thank God.
Oh, we still do. And how much trouble you're in for April Fool's Day.
Oh, right. I can't wait to hear about that.
Yeah, last year, one of my coworkers, him and another coworker, aluminum foiled, and they spent hours at the boss's desk. I think he was amused at first until he realized it was going to take hours. I mean, they aluminum foiled everything.
Wow.
Everything.
It's difficult to remove?
Apparently, because they wrapped it really tight.
Yeah. Like saran wrap would be.
Saran wrap's another good idea. Yeah. And then here's another good one. Put everything in a Jell-O mold, all of their office supplies.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen that.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
That's just weird.
I'm just giving you bad ideas. Hey, don't
blame
it on me.
Can I just push you down in the parking garage?
That wouldn't be difficult from where our parking garage. Just roll me down the damn street. It is San Francisco. All right. You listen to the Drex Radio Show. We'll continue with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up in just a minute on KGO 810.
There are so many hotels in this city, but there's very few that are truly unique. And the Handlery fits that mold when it comes to one word, and that's family.
You're absolutely right. We're the only family-owned and operated in the city.
Now, how does that make it better for the person who's just enjoying a stay in the city?
I think many people don't want to be in a big 2,000-room convention hotel and actually prefer something a little bit more quaint.
Now, the Daily Grill, it's just phenomenal. Everybody who's been in California knows how good the Daily Grill is.
You're absolutely right. You have pastas, vegetarian dishes. You have steaks, seafood.
There's only a way I could get a discount on that.
You know, it's funny you mention that. If you call in and mention the KGO package, we'll give you 20% off your meals at the grill.
The KGO package?
You'll get a deluxe room. It includes the parking, 20% off at the Daily Grill.
You can go to the web, handlery.com, but you can also just pick up a phone and call.
800-995-HUSH and ask for the KGO package.
That's 800-995-HUSH.
You can't go wrong.
Sleep is very important to me, and when I sink into my mattress, I just melt.
Mancini Sleep World wants you to enjoy huge savings and a great night's sleep. This is Randy Mancini inviting you to our tax-free mattress sale.
I've had a lot of back problems, and I had the best sleep I've ever had in my whole life.
At Mancini's, we offer the largest selection of top-brand mattresses at the lowest possible price.
Crawling into it is like heaven.
Hurry in for this limited offer. Visit sleepworld.com.
I wouldn't go anywhere else but Mancini Sleep World.
When the Easter Bunny has a big weekend ahead, he knows to hop into Walgreens. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to grab just what he needs, like Cadbury cream eggs, Starburst jelly beans, toys, and gift cards. Not to mention basket essentials like plastic eggs and grass. And since Walgreens is right around the corner with great parking and short lines, he can hop in and out fast. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
If you're hearing this, chances are you know someone battling addiction. If so, there's a new hope with a breakthrough medical procedure at My Life Recovery that eliminates prescription, opiate, and alcohol cravings immediately. Just listen.
My name is Jeff Conway. I'm 55 years old. I live in Boston. I've been drinking for approximately 40 years. The procedure is about a half hour, virtually painless. Woke up the next morning, and I'll tell you, virtually no desire for alcohol. I had lunch at a place. There was no desire to walk over to the bar and order a beer. And it's been 8.5 months now. No alcohol, no desire for alcohol, feeling good. Lost 35 pounds. Work is coming back. Relationships with my family, my kids in particular, 100% improved. It is the best single thing that I've ever done in my entire life.
End your prescription opiate or alcohol nightmare. Thousands have been treated with this life-changing procedure. For more information, call 800-653-1238. That's 800-653-1238. Or visit MyLifeRecoveryCenters.com. My Life Recovery is a physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
When you're in the market for a gift of diamonds, come see Shane Company, your friend in the diamond business. If you're leaning toward a classic style, we have diamond solitaire earrings in all diamond sizes, from around $150 to over $25,000. For a gift with lots of romantic symbolism, you can't go wrong with our diamond three-stone pendants and diamond three-stone rings, which represent your past, present, and future together. If she's the trendy type, we have a huge selection of diamond hoop earrings, as well as stackable rings in the latest looks for expressing her own unique style. Whatever gift you choose, with Shane Company's direct diamond importer prices, you'll get more sparkle for your money and diamonds that she'll be proud to wear.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
Now let's get to those pussy cats. This makes cats calm. Adagio for Strings by Samuel Barber. Hello. It's working on Heather. I love all this silliness. Look, so... Look, I would never tell you that you're too old to crank up that stereo and rock out in your Trans Am. But your cats aren't understanding. They hate your music. And by the way, they think you need to get rid of that mullet, too. But a new study out of the University of Lisbon in Portugal found that the music you play can really affect your cat enough to stress it out and maybe give it health problems. So this is the song that when they were doing this study, just their fast breathing, dilated pupils, they just stressed, they were bouncing off the walls.
God.
So if you have a kitty cat close by, turn it down.
Nice.
That's the cats in the background. This is not parody.
So... dumb cats. They don't like AC/DC. Okay, play some Third Eye Blind.
No, so torn
scratch
by,
your eyes out.
What is her name? Natalie Imbruglia?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she was somewhere in the middle. Torn. The cats were torn between her.
I'm sure. Yeah, are they putting one paw up, one paw down? Like, don't like, meow.
Look, I'm all about defiance, people. Struck. And here it is. Struck your cat up. On KGO.
That's hilarious. So if you're an AC/DC fan, do not try to be a cat owner, I guess, is the takeaway here.
Thunderstruck. That's for damn sure. All right. So tomorrow's the big day.
Right.
Yes. It's April Fool's Day. If it is a big deal to anybody, you know. Let me say this. Here are some things that you shouldn't do. If you're pulling an April Fool's prank on your significant other, they say, don't do any of the following. Because allegedly, these are four April Fool's pranks that can only end up or cause a breakup. Anything that has to do with their job, like having their boss pretend to fire them. If they don't realize it's a joke, things can go pretty quickly, get very, very ugly. And it's your fault.
Wait.
I'm not sure you could convince any boss to do that nowadays, especially here in the Bay with all these lawsuits going around with HR matters. But yes, there are actually people who have done that in the past. Yes.
So they collude with the boss. Let's go freak out Helen in HR.
Right.
Fire me in front of her.
No, HR person would ever buy that, nor would your general manager, yes, or your CEO of your company. You're just your upper boss.
Okay.
For instance, that would be our program director.
Right.
Yeah, you might be able to get him to do it. But not ours, I can tell you that.
Pretend
fire you.
To freak out other people. Mm-hmm. That's
pretty
funny.
No, to freak you out. Then it's April Fool's.
Oh, that they just do it. Not collusion.
As you're walking out the door, oh, somebody's on the phone here. They want to talk to you. And it's your significant other. And they say, April Fool's.
Oh, my God.
These are the top ones that are for real that people have done.
Oh, that's
this
terrible.
This just isn't somebody's idea. Tens of thousands of people have done this.
And you're like, gosh, I wish somebody would have told me to wear a diaper today.
Bad ending. Anything that might physically hurt them, well, of course, pranks that involve pain usually aren't that funny. And if something goes wrong, they could really get hurt.
Silly
stuff.
I wasn't going to push you down the ramp at the parking garage.
which might. Give it another couple years.
If you fall, it's probably your own fault in that Achilles tendon.
Exactly, that damn Achilles. Anything to make you think that you're cheating? You know, like leaving a bunch of unwrapped condoms in the trash can, not a good idea.
Oh, my God. That is so tacky.
Yeah, that's so sophomoric. That's so spring break. That's a lot of fun. Actually, that one is fun.
If you're on spring break.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe. Oh, my God.
So you do get it. I mean, the guy would leave, like, condoms in
anyone trash could. Can.
Yeah. Well, yes, guys, girls, yes. Hello. Yes. Mm-hmm. Bad idea. Fake proposing.
Oh, God.
There are two ways. Well, it's just going to backfire.
When would that ever be funny? Yeah.
You know, backfire. She could really break up with you. Or she could make you, you know, feel so damn guilty that you have to do it for real.
Or like, she could kill you with her stabbing eyes.
The same thing goes for pretending you're pregnant. Yeah, people have done that forever, for a million years. God. That one's so simple. Don't do it to your boyfriend or your parents. And don't post it. Yes, don't post it on Facebook just to mess with people. Half of them won't see the follow-up that says you're kidding. So be very, very careful with the post on Facebook tomorrow with you effing as in Facebooking around.
Right, right, right. Oh,
yes.
God. I totally did
Can
that
Can you
once.
See how this could really blow up and affect your job when you're kidding around on Facebook tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, just forget the day.
April Fools, don't do it.
Right, right.
Let's change the holiday. Like
Thursday will be the second.
Let's make it the day you wear pink, you know, like St. Patty's Day. And it'll just be fun. There won't be any trickery.
Or you can just have fun with your cat. You win!
Because we played audio from that Kids' Choice Awards show last night, and I, like, had to remove my headphones because of the kids screaming. But I can
just
listen
you
to
just
cats.
Don't dig cats. I don't know what your problem is.
No, the cats I can listen to.
Know,
the kids
I
couldn't.
Yeah, children. I'm getting it wrong. Okay. All right. So I got this right. So much fun with whether you like, you know, Justin Bieber or not, probably especially if you don't. And you had a lot of fun with the roast on Comedy Central last night. And if you missed it, you'll hear part of it next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Find a relaxed position to let go of the time you left your daughter's blouse in the dryer too long and it shrunk four sizes, or when you donated her private diary to the public library. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
If you're hearing this, chances are you know someone battling addiction. If so, there's a new hope with a breakthrough medical procedure at My Life Recovery that eliminates prescription, opiate, and alcohol cravings immediately. Just listen.
My name is Jeff Conway. I'm 55 years old. I live in Boston. I've been drinking for approximately 40 years. The procedure is about a half hour, virtually painless. Woke up the next morning, and I'll tell you, virtually no desire for alcohol. I had lunch at a place. There was no desire to walk over to the bar and order a beer. And it's been 8.5 months now. No alcohol, no desire for alcohol. Feeling good. Lost 35 pounds. Work is coming back. Relationships with my family, my kids in particular, 100% improved. It is the best single thing that I've ever done in my entire life.
End your prescription opiate or alcohol nightmare. Thousands have been treated with this life-changing procedure. For more information, call 800-653-1238. That's 800-653-1238. Or visit MyLifeRecoveryCenters.com. My Life Recovery is a physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
When you're in the market for a gift of diamonds, come see Shane Company, your friend in the diamond business. If you're leaning toward a classic style, we have diamond solitaire earrings in all diamond sizes, from around $150 to over $25,000. For a gift with lots of romantic symbolism, you can't go wrong with our diamond three-stone pendants and diamond three-stone rings, which represent your past, present, and future together. If she's the trendy type, we have a huge selection of diamond hoop earrings, as well as stackable rings in the latest looks for expressing her own unique style. Whatever gift you choose, with Shane Company's direct diamond importer prices, you'll get more sparkle for your money and diamonds that she'll be proud to wear.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
sleep is very important to me. And when I sink into my mattress, I just melt.
Mancini Sleep World wants you to enjoy huge savings and a great night's sleep. This is Randy Mancini inviting you to our tax-free mattress sale.
I've had a lot of back problems, and I have the best sleep I've ever had in my whole life.
At Mancini's, we offer the largest selection of top-brand mattresses at the lowest possible price.
Crawling into it is like heaven.
Hurry in for this limited offer. Visit sleepworld.com.
I wouldn't go anywhere else but Mancini Sleep World.
When the Easter Bunny has a big weekend ahead, he knows to hop into Walgreens. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to grab just what he needs, like Cadbury cream eggs, Starburst jelly beans, toys, and gift cards. Not to mention basket essentials like plastic eggs and grass. And since Walgreens is right around the corner with great parking and short lines, he can hop in and out fast. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
World champion Giants fans, are you ready for another amazing season of baseball at AT&T Park? We've got an incredible schedule lined up.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.